What's going on, guys? Sam Adams here, and tonight we're going to be talking about some new changes coming to the channel. Now, you might have noticed this morning there was no episode of the Jam Pack Report, and that is because the schedule is going to be changing, and I needed this time to edit some other stuff and kind of get the new schedule in place, make some graphics changes, change the name of the channel, change the URL. There's a lot that's going on, so let's go ahead and get into it. So first and foremost, the name of the channel and of the show. If you check out the YouTube channel as it stands today, we are now officially the Jam Pack Report Gaming News, not the Jam Pack Report Daily Gaming News. You'll notice this same change over on the Anchor.fm page that hosts the podcast. That's right, the show is no longer going to be daily, and this is something that I've really struggled with, but going forward, I do think it's the right move. Whenever I first started the show, I was a junior in college, and so in college, you have plenty of time to do what you want 9 times out of 10. For some people, that's find an internship. For some people, that's get a job and start working and start earning money, and some people have to do that. On top of that, some people just want to focus on school entirely, and that's perfectly okay. For me, my life became YouTube. My life became podcasting and streaming alongside work and internships and school, but I really had time to devote a daily gaming news show. And so that is where it all began. So for the rest of college, I continued making daily gaming news podcasts. I would wake up in the morning and do them. Sometimes my schedule would change with school or work and I would have to cut them at night. But ultimately it continued to grow and it continued to go. And then after college graduation, I thought, well, we might as well keep it going. I was working a job at the time that afforded the same kind of flexibility that my college career had. So I continued doing the Daily Gaming News podcast. And that brings me all the way until here, today. Now, my career has shifted. Now I have more opportunities to do more in the gaming industry outside of my own channel that do require more of my devotion. And I have more opportunities to expand more, which requires retiring something that I love so much. And by retire, I mean it's just changing slightly. Ultimately, what this means for you is that the Jam Pack Report is now going to be a weekly show, and that begins on Monday, February the 1st. Every single Monday, you can expect an episode of the Jam Pack Report to hit your feed, recapping the last week in gaming news. I'll still give my opinions, I'll still have reporting on everything that's going on, but the good news is, instead of having days where there might be just not that much news going on, you get a very packed episode of the Jam Pack Report, and ultimately I think it's going to come down to making better content. Again, it is, for me, shifting to where it is less about quantity and more about quality. Not to say that my show hasn't been quality up until now, but really ensuring that I'm focusing on the biggest news stories of the week and taking the time to do my due diligence and really get into these stories allows me to improve something that's already fantastic, and I'm excited to dive into that more. I would be remiss to not admit that this is probably something that's selfish for me, but it's a selfish move that I need to make. Every single morning, I get up at 5:30 and I cut an episode of the Jam Pack Report before I go off to work. And it's going to be so nice to be able to wake up in the morning, pour a cup of coffee, and just sit down and play a game, or read the news, or read a book, or go for a walk. Having all of this free time is going to be an incredible release on my mental health. It's going to allow me to have a better work-life balance. And ultimately, I'm my own boss. I had to make this decision, and I am so thankful that I am making it. And I think that ultimately it's going to make better content for you all in the long run. Now, my other show, The Drop, is something that is going to still continue in its exact same format. Same day of the week, same length, same upload time. It's going to be exactly as you know it. And of course, I love doing The Drop just as much as you love watching it. It's been a staple of my channel and of my life since high school. I've literally been doing The Drop since high school. Let that sink in. I love that show. And so that's not changing at all. Can't wait to continue doing that. So expect that in your feed every single Sunday morning. So you might be asking, Sam, with all of this extra time, are we going to be getting anything else? And the answer is yes. If you missed my announcement, it's pinned to the top of my Twitter feed right now, but I am joining the team at OpenCritic as the anchor for the Weekly Recap, their show that is very similar in nature to the Jam Pack Report, but it takes a very hard news approach to it. It's a scripted show, one that we collaborate on throughout the week, and I'm very excited to get started on that. And you can find that hitting podcast feeds on Friday. And so by the the time you're watching this announcement video, the first episode should be on its way to your feed pretty soon. But that's not all. There is something else coming. I want to do more reviews, because over the course of the past year or so, I found myself on mailing lists that provide the opportunity to apply for review codes for medium to small games that are coming out, occasionally bigger games, and I feel like as the channel grows and as I expand what I do, I'll have more opportunities to review games. And that sounds like something that's pretty fun. I'm going to be starting with Abroxia 2. I've gotten a code for the newest game from Lilimo Games that I'm looking forward to diving into and giving a shot. Of course, there is an embargo. I can't talk about anything yet. And quite frankly, as of the making of this video, I have not even played it. But the ability for me to get up in the morning and grind through games again, the ability for me to play more games in the evenings, it is going to free up so much time to actually enjoy games that now I can talk about them more and I can become even more passionate than I already am. So of course, it's impossible to have any kind of definitive review schedule. I'm not going to try and be a corporation like IGN or GameSpot or any of the other big names that you see out there. But when a review comes up that I have the opportunity to provide some insight on and to share my thoughts on, I cannot wait to do that with you all. It's always been something that I've wanted to do, and now I'm going to have the opportunity and the time to do it. So ultimately, to recap all of that, it comes down to this new schedule. On Sundays, you get an episode of The Drop, just as you always have. On Mondays, you get an episode of The Jam Pack Report. On Fridays, you will be able to tune into the Open Critic Weekly Recap. And then whenever I do have the time and the passion, you will find a review on my channel for some of the biggest games coming out, or maybe even some of the smallest indies. Now, I know this is a jarring change, but ultimately, as I said before, I'm going for a quality over quantity approach. I'm trying to improve what I do, improve my work-life balance in the process, and bring you all more content that I can be proud of and that you enjoy. And I'm excited to see what 2021 has in store. This new opportunity with Open Critic opens up a new world of possibilities that I cannot wait to dive into. And I'm always open for new collaborations with new teams, new companies, whatever is out there. I want to explore it in 2021, and in order to explore what's new, I have to let go, at least partially, of what is in the past. Now, make no mistake, I'm not going anywhere. I'm still going to be right here, still on the grind, still doing what I do best, YouTube. That is not changing. The quantity is changing, but the quality is improving, and you'll get more of this, more of me, and I cannot wait to share that with you all. But thank you for the years of support, for the incredible support over the past year after the rebrand, and for all of the love and the passion that you all bring to the channel, in the comments, in the YouTube feeds, in the Twitter feeds, all of the feeds, you know, all of them. I just love having this community, and I love being able to do this with my spare time. It means the world that people listen to what I have to say, and it means the world that I've been able to do this for so long and build a part-time career, a passion, a hobby, whatever you want to call what I do. I'm so glad that I have it as a part of my life. So anyways, enough of that gross sentimental vibe. Thank you all. I'm looking forward to the new schedule, and I will see you back on the show on February the 1st, but stay tuned for an episode of The Drop this coming Sunday. Until then, have a fantastic one, and peace.